Every year, Tarrant County Republicans gather in a posh downtown hotel for their annual gala. At last year's, there was one consistent message ahead of the election. Tarrant County is essential to keeping the state red. For Governor Greg Abbott, it was a chance to relive his 2014 victory over a Fort Worth Democrat.
It is you that helped me beat Wendy Davis.
Abbott called on Tarrant County to remain a reliable bastion of conservative voters. In November, they delivered. Of the 20 largest counties in the country, Tarrant proved itself the most conservative.
Thank you, Tarrant County.
In today's political landscape, Tarrant County is an anomaly. Around the country, big cities in red states and blue have Democratic leadership. But Fort Worth, America's 16th largest city, has a Republican mayor, Betsy Price. She realized just how rare that is at her first mayor's conference back in 2011.
They have a meeting in with U.S. Conference of Mayors that's Democrat mayors and Republican mayors, and there must have been 200 in the Democrat mayor's room and about 10 of us who would self-identify in the Republican side.
There's no single explanation for why Tarrant County bucks the national trend. Political scientist Jim Riddlesberger from Texas Christian University says the county identifies with its cowboy heritage, and it's far less dense than other urban centers in Texas. Despite its 850,000 residents, Fort Worth prides itself on a small town feel.
Those things, plus the oil economy, plus the huge defense industry here in Tarrant County, all of those things combine to make Tarrant County more Republican than most urban areas.
Most Tarrant County residents live in the suburbs, but even inside the city's borders, large stretches of Fort Worth look and feel suburban, even rural. This highway on the north side of Fort Worth is something of a dividing line. Until recently, the area north of 820 in Fort Worth was more sparsely populated. Now it's increasingly packed with the kind of new single-family homes that typify suburbia. And while it might be in the city, it votes like the suburbs. Every single precinct north of 820 voted for Donald Trump in November.
It is a very much rural or bedroom community type thing.
Fran Rhodes has lived in far north Fort Worth for years with her husband and says she doesn't really identify with the city.
I don't think of Fort Worth unless I go downtown. And, you know, that's 20 miles away and an hour on the messed up freeways.
Rhodes is a vice president of the Northeast Tarrant Tea Party. That group has grown from a local chapter of activists into a statewide powerhouse, often at odds with the Republican establishment. The group has helped elect some of the most conservative lawmakers in the state.
We show up and we do the work and we get it done. And I think our goal is to constantly keep doing that and expanding that influence more and more.
The Tea Party's orthodoxy runs counter to the more moderate approach of Mayor Betsy Price. She says her primary focus is making Fort Worth a business-friendly place. And anyway, political parties, she says, don't mean a lot when it comes to running a city.
Potholes don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. A crime spree doesn't care. Your citizens don't care. They just want their garbage picked up. They want to turn their tap on and have fresh water.
And these days, there are more and more people relying on those services. TCU's Jim Riddlesberger.
Tarrant County is a rapidly growing county. There is still a lot of in-migration into Tarrant County, not only from other counties in Texas, but from other states as well. There is a lot of change in terms of the economy of Tarrant County. It continues to diversify and continues to grow at rates far higher than the nation as a whole and even most of Texas.
The county's demographics are shifting too. Fort Worth and its suburbs grow more diverse every year. That's a trend that tends to benefit Democrats. Riddlesberger says that these are changes the GOP has to confront to keep this Republican stronghold red. For the Texas Standard, I'm Christopher Connolly in Fort Worth.